So these are the texts that in the Tibet in the past, see, those like in the four traditions they study, Sajjagata, Nyingma, Gelug, in the all four traditions, those large monasteries, they study these texts and their commentaries by, you know, the great scholar, highly attained lamas in the four traditions, Gelug, the Lama Tsongkhapa, the other lamas. And so, so they study the root teaching of the Maitreya Buddha and the commentaries, in the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, the Lama Tsongkhapa's commentaries and other, the Lama Tsongkhapa's disciples' commentaries like that. study those and meditate on those. So do extensive study on these, learn words, meanings, try to learn the whole path to liberation, to enlightenment, into details. like one person learning all the details about the airplane, you see. All the details about the airplane, every single pieces, you know, every single one person try to learn every single pieces of airplane. And like that, and then and the car is drive by airplane now. Airplane, how do you say? Fly. How to fly. And so you see, so one person try to learn everything, how to go about the enlightenment, details, see, to achieve liberation, enlightenment. For sentient beings. So, not only in Tibet, so now, not only in Tibet, after the communist when China took over, then you see, Tibet then, study was in India, Nepal, see. So, many years they do study, some study on these. Then you see, Lamrim, the teachings of the, it's like the Bible, you see. Lamrim, the teachings of the stage of path, which is the integration, all those, all those Maitreya Buddha's asangas, you know, those teachings. Those five, you know, the different texts. And 84,000 teachings taught by Buddha. So everything, you see, so those teachings which comes in three levels. That's about teaching to achieve liberation, the soul state, total liberation from whole entire suffering causes. oneself, then to achieve enlightenment, the paramita path, Mahayana paramita path, to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, and to achieve the Mahayana, the secret of Vajrayana. So to achieve enlightenment, quicker. In order to liberate and enlighten the same thing with Kuga, you see. So all these integrate to the Lamrim, the teaching, the stage of path, enlightenment, you see. So integrate into this. They made very simple, say. Made very simple. That very easy, comfortable, very easy for one person, you see, to achieve enlightenment. So everything become in a gradual path. all these teachings become graduate instructions. The instruction for one person teaching one, but the graduate practice. So that so many unimaginable numbers of sentient beings achieved enlightenment. I say by studying the material Buddha's teachings, the Asanga's commentaries, the integration, the long-term integration of all those teachings. So up to now, even now, there's so many meditators who are still studying these teachings and putting into practice, meditate, you know, attaining realization of the path to liberation, to enlightenment, see. Even now, there are many meditators having realization, see. So here, what I'm saying here, another reason here, so it's not just blind faith. What it shows is not just blind faith. Oh, you can achieve this, you can achieve that. You know, if you do this, you can achieve. If you do that, you can achieve liberation. You see. So there are many philosophies like this where you can, you know, where it says you can achieve liberation, but there's nothing to prove. There's nobody to point out. There's nobody who is there who achieved liberation. There's no one to show. There's no lineage, you know, who has achieved liberation. There's no one person to prove, you know, who had experience, you see. But even though it has a philosophy, you know, says you can achieve, if you do this, you can achieve liberation. But there's nobody there to prove, you see. So there's nobody there who says, oh, I've achieved liberation. I have achieved liberation, you see, telling everything details. See. So now here in the case of the Dharma, so there's and even now many different parts of, so India, Nepal, Tibet, so they have different pastors, world is there, many there who are experimenting on the path. So there who are experimenting, what I say, who are developing their mind path, you know, achieving realization on the path. You see, but those who are correctly practicing, those who are not correctly practicing, or those who are, you see, not correctly practicing, then you see, of course, even you practice for eons, nothing happens. You see, the mind, how many years you try to practice, those who are not correctly practicing, then there's no change. There's no change to the mind. The mind is still same. Mind is still same before one knew anything about Dharma. If not worse, see, like that. I say, by having more education, you see, more intellectual knowledge, you know, then you see, not practicing correctly, then you see, the mind is safe, you know. So the same, or some people were even worse, so, see, like that. So, but people who are correctly practicing, so they then you see, able to transform their mind, able to change their mind, and so year by year, some of course can develop their mind month by month. So year by year, like that, you see. Within a few years, you know, able to develop the mind, the path. become more and more better person, you know, in this world, more and more better human being, you see, more and more compassion, some more more say less say the dissatisfied mind desire less and less, more more content, more renunciation, more content, you know, less problem in the life, because less desire, less problem, more content, we say less problem, less emotional problem. That's the best sign. That's the best sign. That's the best sign of having developed your practice, meditation. That's the best sign of that's the best sign your meditation worked to your mind. So the dissatisfied mind, you know, more content, more happiness, inner happiness, peace, more, you see. Like that, you see. More achieving more satisfaction. So that person is happier and happier. You see, like that. To the development of mind and speech path and the long run. any traditions, in any of the four traditions, or that. So, who correctly practice and see. And then more compassion, more kind-hearted. As the year goes, person has more kind-hearted. This year is better than previous year. So, you know, like that. And so less ego, you know, less self-cherishing thought. You see, after 2 years less self-cherishing thought like that. You see, less. So. So that gives time, that gives, you see, that means more bodhicitta, you see, able to develop. So that, like making fire, you see. So first, you see, first generate, you see. First, you see, the heat, you see. Heat. When you lit it up, you know, there's heat. Then from heat, you see, then fire. The fire becomes blue. In the Himalayan mountains, when I was traveling, we didn't have matches. When I was 3, 4, 5, you see, down to the edge. When I was Solukhumbu, Nepal, in the Himalayas, you see, Sherpa, you know, I was born there, so the Mount Everest, the Sherpa, you see, the area. Shar is east, Shar is Tibetan language, east in Nepal, you see. Ba is person, those who live in the east, Sherpa, is that. So the Sherpas, the original people, they are Tibetan. They come from lower part of Tibet. I forget the name. One part of the lower part of Tibet. There's Zhang, upper place, middle, center, Lhasa. Then there's a lower part of Tibet. I forgot the name. something happened there. You know, maybe didn't agree between different countries, you know. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe they escaped from there. They came with the animals, with the sheep, like that. So, came to, say, came in Nepal. So it's in part of Nepal. They live there. Mm. I don't know whatever happened there. But, so the group, I think, escaped. That, you know, they live in Nepal. It's in part of Nepal, see. And then I think it, so they lived, they came with the animals, lots of goats and sheep. So they lived on the animal, you know. Then they, after some time, they ran out of food. The animal finished. So, you know, so then and they went look for food in the mountains. So they found, according to their karma, you know, according to their karma, they found some plants. So they eat those plants, you see. Some plants they found, you see. To eat, you know, come to karma. So then later, they, due to the karma, so I think the potato came from, I don't know, from Holland or I don't know from where, from, I think, somebody brought potato and then planted a flower of potato. So the potato, their main field, crop, you know, food, leave, that's the potato. So with the potato, which the potato is the main thing what they have. So they make 12 or 11 different food for the potatoes. 11 or 12 different food of potatoes. So there's a potato, say, noodles, you know, potato noodles. So besides potato pancake, there's a potato noodles. So the potato pancake is supposed to be the special food, you know, with the, they make on the flat stone, see, you heat up. With the firewood, then you put the potato mixed with the flour. Then you put butter and then there's a sauce, you know, with the onions or the blue or the green onions with the so that that the special food. And then I said potato alcohol. So potato alcohol, small potatoes like this, small potatoes like that. they don't eat the small potatoes, you know, small potatoes. So they give for the, they give for their cows, zo or cows or animals, yaks, you know, the yak or deer. And so. I remember from my mother's making potato wine when I was very small, staying at home, of 3 years, you know, 4 years old. And so my mother used to make this potato alcohol many times. So it takes a four or five hours of work. So. So in my family, the father passed away. I have no idea of father, how the father looks. I have no idea. The father died when I was in the mother's womb, or maybe when my mother was carrying me in the bamboo basket. You see, bamboo basket, small bamboo basket. Look at the baby there. So maybe around those times, I have no idea of father, how it looks. So people describe our father has beard and somebody who is very tolerant. And I think that. So we, my family is a very poor family in the village. See the, So I remember when I was very small. So we sleep receive under the father's and under the father's, you know, the chua coat, the animal skin coat. So his chuba, you see, coat with chuba is the Tibetan dress with sleeves, you know, long dress with sleeves. And so whole family sleep underneath the father's chuba, you see, the Tibetan long dress with the sleeves. So but then in the early morning, so that's what my brother, must be my sister or somebody, where we're sleeping, and the whole family sleeping and the father's dress, the chuba. So one of them telling me, this is the father's coat. This is the father's coat, pointing the coat. So I remember that. So anyway, after me, before me, there was one girl, she passed away. Before that, there was, before that, one sister, one sister. So she survived. She's nun, and she's looking after the monastery up there on the mountain, you see, Lauto, which is there 14,000 feet. So she's taking care of the monastery and there with the others, support her. So after me, one brother, who lived in Kathmandu. So my mother had quite a number of children, but they all died. So one child, she told me that she had one child, had pinnacles, like Buddha. They had pinnacles. She had one child, like Buddha, in the pinnacles. But anyway, they all didn't last. So one of my sister, one who is there, nun, who is living there now, taking care of the cave, cave up there, mountain, and monastery. So when she was born, then they gave nickname to her. So by giving nickname, it becomes a method to pacify obstacles and to have long life. So a few others passed away. So in the Sherpa language is Gani, so it means blacksmith. So they got as a nickname. So gave name blacksmith. So anyway, making pots and things, you see. So then she survived, and then from her own wish she became nun. I think what I heard, my mother did not want her to become nun. She wanted her. She is the eldest one, so they were to take care of family. But from her side, she became nun. And so we're all small. My sister, she's the only one that who can do little help to my mother. There's no father, so who can put the animals that we had, who can put on the mountains, ending time to bring back. So she can do that. So the rest is useless. The rest of us useless. So everything mother has to do. My mother has to do, you see. So then she had to go to in the forest, you know, those mountains, you see, very far to get firewood. Many hours in the forest, you see. up there, you see, either you climb up, either you go up, or go down. There's not much straight, you know, there, short distance, but not much. Most time up or down, up like that. See, so that takes many days. I think between Kathmandu and Solukhumbu, because you have to go up and down, up. Down, so there are nine of those. not a long time to quit. Oh, sorry, let me say, just a long time. Anyway, so then my mother ended up bringing wood, firewood, big pile of firewood, is it? Comes very late night, after dark. So we wait, the two of our children wait for mother, you know, no food, nothing, see, cannot make fire. So wait outside, wait downstairs at the door, the moon rises, and then, then comes very late. then only then after she come back you can get food. Then you see, then sometimes one time you see that my mother was very sick. You know, she was laying down there. So there's a fireplace. So usually mother sit there, other brothers sit there, I sit here. So there's kind of fixed place where we sit anyway. So she was laying down there. No fire, no food, no fire because she's sick. So she said, I think so much pain and making sound. She said, calling her mother. She said, Ama like this, calling her mother, which is our grandmother. She said, so I go out there. So I go there. Can't do anything, can't help, can't, you know, look and can't do anything. So I remember that. So like this, I don't know why I'm talking about this. lost the source of my talk. I think I came a long way. I think I came from a long way, very long trail, you see. when in some village. that's right. So my mother, so then she collected this firewood, so many hours, you know, from very, forest, from very far. And then, so make chang. So a large pot, fill up with small potatoes. You know, then put another pot, like stupa, you see. Then one pot, the last pot up there. So then you completely cover the water, so no vapors can go out. So then you use firewood, burn firewood for many hours. So then the vapor goes up the very top container, you see. So then they produce water dew there, you know. Then drop by drop. Then you put a small container, you collect drop by drop from there. So for many hours making food, you get small, maybe two of these, something, you know. But this alcohol is so strong, unbelievably strong. Unbelievably strong. So we don't drink, I say. But one time, because I was very naughty, so I escaped from the monastery a few times too, because it's very close to home, the monastery, so I escaped many times. So nothing but just thought just to play, you know, like. I think like any other children, you see, doesn't want to go to school, want to stay at home and play, you see. So I think it's the same idea. So then my mother sent me, you know, another country, Sulukumbaria, which is much more primitive. That also Pema Sambhava's hidden place. So you could cross rocks and rocky mountains, you know, and snows and very dangerous. Very dangerous points. It's avalanche, and you see, there's a risk, like similar thing for the climbing on the mountain, some mountain. Very dangerous trail, you see, mountain, one mountain, you see, where the rocks falling down, and see the rocks falling down, big rocks, small rocks, you should fall down. And so you have crossed that. You see, huge rocks fall down, and small rocks, they fall down. Ting, you know, ta, like that. So anyway, so you've crossed this, and so up there you see just snow mountains, just snow mountains and lakes. Some are more blue, some are a little bit darker and white, you know, like that. It's only that, that's it. Then sometimes you walk rocks. So there's one flower that has got like cotton on top. I don't know what. That one, that one, that one, you see that. So anyway, so that. But I don't remember going back. Maybe there's another trail. But when you come, you have crossed this dangerous road. And then it says, if a very heavy avalanche happens, you have come down like this, personal mountain. So there's a lake down there. So it was a very heavy avalanche. It's easy to fall down. So, so very hard life. Unbelievable hard life. Then there's no actual road. So these people know how to go, you know, where to go. So then they carry huge load, food. They were planning food and then also to business to sell food, you see, things, butter or things like that. So then when I was traveling, there was no animal, but usually the yaks and deer, the mother, produce milk. Yak is male. Yak doesn't produce butter. We say yak butter. It's called yak butter or yak this and that. But yak is a male. It's like saying, you know, this is a butter. This is like milk for men. You know, right? So like that. You know, milk, man milk, you know, as a kind of like that. A yak doesn't, yak's not female, yak is all male. So D is the one that produces butter. That's, anyway, how's that? So they put a load, you know, huge load on the animal. Certainly the animal, all this rock, it was rocky. There's no such road, you see. Then they have to push the animals, you see, you know. Yeah, extremely hard life. So anyway, but you see, each time when you cross this dangerous, you know, mountain, when you cross, but during that time, very interesting thing is that I remember four times crossing, but you know, I was carried by other person. But all those people have very heavy load to carry. But there's incredible danger, stones falling down, all this. But when you go each time, everybody, you see, said they're such. You know, see, here the from the four minor traditions, the Nyingma, the most monastery, the before on the Nyingma. So the maybe some Tibetans, maybe many people, but most Sherpa that such Pema Sambhava's mantra. So. So everybody recite mantra until they finish. You know, until they finish crossing the dangerous mountain. You see, until they reach on the other end. So everybody recite mantra. So you can hear. Suddenly I hear this noise. You know, thing. So I checked. So everybody's. Everybody is reciting something. But the minute when you reach there, stopped. But when you reach there, then the recitation stopped. So, but somehow So one pointedly, they learn Pema Sambhava, you see, and with whole heart. So four times passed through, but nothing happens. No stone falls down, nothing. But only when I'm reached at the end, then you hear the stone falling down, you know, like this, you know. Then I thought many times, oh, now some people died. But you see, all the people group is just passed, then the stone falls down. That's very interesting. That's very interesting. So definitely, because they're taking strong refuge, the strong refuge to Pema Sambhava, I think, during that time, with all heart. So I think there's protection from Pema Sambhava. So, they may be also devas situated in those mountains, so maybe they're also helping. So, but that's very interesting. Otherwise, very dangerous. So. So I was there 7 years, that much more primitive place. 7 years, you know, learn, say, against that from alphabet, and then, you know, reach, say, learn reading and recite text for, I think, for 7 years. the Buddha's teaching, Prajna Paramita, and those many other texts. I memorize text in the early morning. In the early morning, get up, memorize text. In the evening time, recite. One time I came back with my teacher, alphabet teacher, Tibetan alphabet teacher, was my uncle. So I came back, I think, to take some teachings from the monastery, from the Lama, founder of the monastery. So I think. So I went to my mother's house with my teacher to meet my mother. So that day she offered the alcohol to my teacher, and to me in the glass. the potato alcohol. I think maybe one sip. One or two sips, but a very small sip. But then, that day, then my body became like a more, could not walk. couldn't walk. All the limbs become like mosquitoes. When the mosquito died, there's a mosquito. When the mosquito died, all the limbs are like this, you see? Like that. And the muscle died. So no control of my limbs at all. Totally disgusting. So I could not walk at all going to monastery. So my teacher, you see, he just grabbed my backside, my belt, you see. Grabbed my from backside belt, then he just carried, you know, grabbed my belt, backside, and then he's walking up to the monastery. He just put like that, you know. So I have no control. So that was just one time. One or two sips, so it was totally disgusting. So I didn't mean to talk my life story, but just in the shortcomings of alcohol. This is talking about the shortcomings of alcohol. I didn't say. Yeah, anyway, I don't know from where I came. I'm just, so I think maybe we have a break. Okay. Some break. Thank you. Yeah. Some break. Mm-hmm. Sanje shindu mi de wo wa ye dure nam ba nam dure wa ro 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 ro